City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had five restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird in that 40 kind of line. She's a salt of the earth, straight from the bosom of the Mormon church, with a voice like wine, cruising along in that 40 kind of line. Her husband was a gambler. He was a Salt Lake City rambler, and he built a golden cage around his silver-throated wife. So many nights he left her crying. Oh, he was cheating and he's lying, and his big mistake was in buying her that 40 kind of line. She's a salt of the earth, straight from the bosom of the Mormon church, with a voice like wine, cruising along in that 40 kind of line.
Can the fiddle be louder? You're asking the wrong person. She's up there. Oh, okay. All right, this area over here has been cleared for dancing by the FAA. So go ahead, you know, do low-flying stuff all over there. No need to sit if you don't feel like it.
Thank you.
Yow. Okay, it's in D. You play on this too. When I was a young man, my daddy told me a lesson learned. It was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on to, you're gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing,
like
you don't need the money, love, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. Here is the one thing I keep forgetting. When everything is falling apart, oh, when life hasn't loved you, oh, I need to remember there's such a thing as trying too hard. You got to sing, sing along.
Sing
like you don't need the money, love, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. Once more, you got to sing.
Sing
like you don't need the money, love, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, 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 like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. Gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. Thanks.
Let's start with the soldiers.
Dance floor available. Thank you.
She keeps the list with her.
You want to say anything about the song?
I don't know what I'd say. The name of it?
Baby, I know that we've got trouble in the fields. When the bankers swarm like locusts out there, turning away our yield. Trains roll by our silos, silver in the rain, leaving our pockets full of nothing but our dreams of the golden grain. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking the Great Depression. Now our parents had their hard times 50 years ago, when they stood out in these empty fields in dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, and then we work these crops with sweat and tears, you'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. There's a book up on the shelf about those Dust Bowl days. there's a little bit of you and a little bit of me in the photos on every page. Now our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want this rain to fall or the weather to get colder. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, and then we work these crops with sweat and tears, you'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields.
All right, we're going to call on Dan next for some poetry.
Can you a square love or a calibrate hate? Can you isolate joy or a measure of fate? Shall you time the eternal when the test is now? Can you reduce a moment or sedate a wow? If loneliness is to the fifth of power, what is the ratio to pain? What happens when anger reaches its boiling point, and how, pray tell, does greed affect the brain? If ignorance is a catalyst for fear, then doubt is just a phase. Well, then, a faith is a continuum, and the chemicals of hope emit rays. Ah, yes, yes, yes. The equation is sound. The formula is right. Love is a solution for binding the matters of life. I say love is a solution for binding the matters of life. I say love is the solution. Yes, yes, I think so. I think so, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's come back from that. Okay, I like to read a short love poem. It's not too intense. But love has always seemed to be, to me, sacramental, a sacrament. And so this poem is in that mode. And it's called The Universe of Love, or the You and I Verse of Love, the You and I Verse of Love. I wanted to tell you what only could be heard through feeling. So I spoke to you what only could be said by touching, or what language our bodies uttered when we made love and when love made us. And in that moment when our spirits touched, we became circular, while our bodies called all time a lie, save that which we marked with our cravings. And as horizons, we danced over the cliffs of dawns, our dripping passions draping and rounding the edges of our duality. And as we blend, becoming a gateway for the universe to pass through, as we gaze into its eyes and behold ourselves as the hinge of creation.
Thank you.
backseat driver from America. I drive to the left on false roads. The man at the wheel's name is Seamus, and there's a child on the corner he knows. And Seamus says, now what chance has that kid got? And I say from the back, I don't know. He says there's barbed wire at all of these exits, and there ain't no place in Belfast for that kid to go. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Belfast for that kid to go. Cafeteria line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me is calling black people trash to his children, but he's the only trash here I see. And I am thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Chicago for that kid to go. When dreams could be held through TV, with Disney and Cronkite and Martin Luther, and I believed, I believed, I believed. Now I'm a backseat driver from America, and I am not at the wheel of control. And I am guilty, I am war, and I am the root of all evil, Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in this world for the kids to go. 'Cause it's a hard life wherever you go.
Isn't that what jets sound like? So I, big silence, I guess, means no.
This is one we've never done before. We just threw this together. a day ago.
In fact, let's just throw it together right now.
Why don't we do that?
And we're singing now, hey, 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 who'd have thunk?
Sing along.
And we're singing now, hey, 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 who'd have thunk? We used to say, I don't care if I never have any money, as long as I have my sweet honey and a shack in the woodlands. Now we say, I don't care about money, but it's not true. We can't live without money, no, 'cause we don't want to. We want one of those and two of those and, oh, I could just die for that. Could you put it on my MasterCard? Do you take Visa? Now I'm singing now, hey, 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 who'd have thunk? Now I'm singing out, hey, 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 who'd have thunk?
Thank you.
Isn't that a great song? It's like, golly, we're just like our parents. What happened?
Ready?
This is another Irish tune called My Darling Asleep, and I sure don't know why.
Walking with the guitar is kind of like, it must be what it's like to have a pot belly. Are we trying not to hit stuff, you know? Sorry, it just occurred to me. I only have sort of vicarious experience of pot bellies. I don't have one. This is a song by James Taylor. I didn't know it was by him, but what, you're all offended now? You're done listening? Is that the deal? It's called Millworker. And we did a fun version about 2 years ago and haven't done it since. So we thought, what the heck? Time for that fun version again. Isn't that what we said? You bet. Grandfather was a sailor, blew in off the water. My father was a farmer, and I, his only daughter, met up with a no-good mill-working man from Massachusetts, who dies from too much whiskey and leaves me these three faces to feed. Now it's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon, for the rest of my life. Now mill work, it ain't easy. Mill work, it ain't hard. Mill work, it ain't nothing but an awful boring job. Right home in the evening, staring at my hands, swearing by my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance. But now it's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon, for the rest of my life. Now my mind begins to wander to the days back on the farm. I can see my father smiling at me, swinging on his arm. I could hear my granddad's stories of the storms out on Lake Erie, where vessels and cargoes and fortunes and sailors' lives were lost. But now it's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon, for the rest of my life. Thank you. my life has been wasted, and I have been the fool. Let this manufacturer use my body for a tool. Now I ride home in the evening, staring at my hands, swearing by my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance. But now it's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon, for the rest of my life. May I work the mill just as long as I am able, and never meet the man whose name is on the label. Thank you.
Old keeper of the list.
Oh, it's poetry time. Welcome, Dan, please.
One thing about the arts and writing, it allows you to get outside of yourself and see different perspectives of yourself. So I wrote a poem for the kid in me, or to the kids and the kid in me and the kid in you, and it's completely abstract. If you think Title Bomb was abstract, this is really abstract. But it's just a fun poem, a little bit of point to it, and it's for the kid in you. From the kid and me, if I can find it here. It's called Can You Do It? Can I find it? It's here somewhere. Here it is. and you gotta just get silly with this, because it's crazy. Can you do it? Or can you write on water? Or make a moonbeam shorter? Or can you bend the wind, my friend? Or make a fish grin, huh? Or can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it, huh? Or can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it, huh? Or can you tie a sun ray or part your hair with a soggy day? Or can you ride a thought, catch what's caught, or blow the nose of a rose? Or can you spit to Mars? Spin a few stars or sweat glass jars, huh? Or can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it, huh? Or can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Rain, melt a flame, or tame a hurricane? Or can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it, huh? Or can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it, huh? Or can you sell a frog, burp a hog, or chew a log? You can. You say you can. Well, can you see your blindness, plant your kindness? Can you take a sip of bliss while choking on unhappiness? Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Because if you can, please take my hand and we'll stride to the promised land. Because if you can, please take my hand and we'll stride to the promised land, and we'll stride to the promised land, and we'll stride. This is a poem that I like to dedicate this reading to
all the beautiful people here at Holden. I met a lot of friends in a short period of time, and there's a special energy here, and I really feel nourished by it. So I want to thank you and dedicate this poem. This poem is called The Missing Color. And before I read the poem, I'd like to give a few definitions of color as defined by the dictionary. Color is a phenomena of light or a visual perception that enables one to differentiate otherwise identical objects. Color is a false, imperfect, or misleading representation. An outward appearance that often obscures a true underlying character. And then there's my own special definitions of color. Color is frozen sound or crystallized vibration. Color is energy brought to attention. Color is the jazz and pizzazz of creation. Color is God having a good time. What is the missing color? What is the color of this fear, your fear, my fear, our fears, a clashing veneer of fears? What is the color of our disunity, a gaping parallel plaid intersecting but never really coming together? Is the color of your hate an erupting volcano red or smoldering ash gray? Will the flat brush of greed really cover the fine pinstripes of our pain? Is our sadness a burnt shadow, our blindness a blurred deep blue? What is the color of a mind rancid with racism, sour with sexism? Is it a fade to black or just a white out? What color will we dye our tomorrows? Are our remaining days only to be the blood drops of our lives? Are our hopes becoming drab remembrances? Our longings for a better world getting splotched and splattered by the tide of murky cynicism? Are the shores of our greater visions becoming shrinking violets? What is the stain of giving up, the bleakness of giving in? What is the mantle of this misunderstanding that smacks us in the face as we stand in the midst of the mess of being misunderstood? What is the flash of our collective progressive truth? Does it stand out boldly proclaiming itself in pulsating waves of affirmations? Or does it recede and rescind into a passive paleness? Does the beacon of a consciousness awakening cause us to squint in the light anew? Or is it a flood of brightness snapping us to attention? What is the color of a hue man? What is the real color of us hue men's? Beyond this sphere and deeper than the abyss of this pigmentation situation? What is the readiness of hands that hold, the flush of hugs that heal? What is the glimmer of an opportunity to weave the radiant fabric of a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multicultural spread of world warmness, a quilt to wrap warm in our togetherness, an hour to get there togetherness nest? What is to be the final aura of humanity? A vivid, vibrant rainbow, a splash of joy spilling over in a buoyant bath of our being? A parading pastel of percolating people in a full feel-good strut? Or will it be a coffin-shut, dung-shit color stuck and crammed in the crevices of creation? What is the iridescence of positive possibilities? I see the gleam of a weaponless world, a growing, gracious, green, living thing, flowering plants, animals, and human beings. What is the tinge of a breath that breathes freely, inhaling thankfully and exhaling joyfully? What is the color of harmony? What is the color of that patch of peace we each must reach to be in harmony? What is the spark of a heart that pumps peace and circulates justice? What are the colors of the rays of the rhythm of this planet? Is that a glint of hope I see? The color of our victory? The illumination of the evolution of a race that was one by becoming one kind, human, whole, and healed? What is the color of the wings of angels welcoming this new kind of humankind to the fold? Son of man, daughters of nature, children of God, prodigies of peace, what is the color of love you are? What is the color of love you are? What is the color of love you are? You are, you are, you are, you are the color of love. Thank you.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing right now. Anyway, this is a song that I would like to play for Miriam. It's not, like, about Miriam, but just to make that clear. It's called Erotic Confusion, and I wrote it this winter because I was erotically confused. It's cold and snowy. My stomach is jumping. There's a lot of erotic tension. Warm in this cold room tonight. I'm in a state of erotic confusion. My mind and my body just can't agree. Carter Haywood said these feelings are sacred. They're so huge, how can't they be? My lips are saying they want to kiss you. My mind is saying it's just not right. My thoughts are thinking they want to hold you. My body's saying I gotta get some sleep tonight. I am in a state of erotic confusion. My mind and my body just can't agree. Well, I know these two, they are connected. But my erotic self is separating. Then you look me in the eye and you ask me oh so nonchalantly, how do you feel? Well,
it's just not working.
I'm fuzzy and I'm joyful. I'm tearful and I'm empowered and strong too. I could climb Martin's Ridge in an hour. And I could sit here and just be all day. And in the end, I'm about as clear as smoke. I am in a state of erotic confusion. My mind and my body just can't agree. Well, Carter here would say these feelings are sacred. Well, they're so huge, how can they be? Then, of course, you ask me another really easy question. What do you want from me? I want a mutually empowering empathic relationship built on love, hope, honesty, and respect. One where we can both express our feelings, knowing that the other one will take them and understand them all. And if they don't, well, they'll love us anyway. And in the end, but most of all, I want a relationship that's concerned with the care of all creation. I don't know. I am in a state of erotic confusion. My mind and my body just can't agree. Carter, he would say these feelings are sacred. So huge, how can't they be? My lips are saying they want to kiss you. My mind is saying it's just not right. My thoughts are thinking they want to hold you. My body's saying I gotta get some sleep tonight. I am in a state of erotic confusion. My mind and my body just can't agree. Well, I know these two, they are connected. But my erotic self is separating. I'm confused.
Miss
Now this must be what it feels like to have a heart that's this big.
Oh, God. Wow.
Tough crowd.
That was really great timing. That spontaneous tune that came in here. Next one is called Too Tired to Fight. Too tired to fight, so I just gave in. Last night I slept in your arms again, and I felt my heart next to your skin, beating like crazy. Been running for something I can't explain. Ain't just anger, it ain't just pain, but it goes away when you call my name, calling me babe. But you ain't no good for a girl like me. I was doing fine when I first met you, swept me off my feet. Next thing I knew, I was wondering where you'd gone off to, leaving me lonely. This town's too small for your kind of games, pointing fingers, naming names. But I'm so far gone, I'll take anything that you can give me. Still, you ain't no good for a girl like me. Last night I felt that I couldn't stand no more, but I found myself standing right here by your door. Too tired to care that you're bad for me. My heart says stay, but my head says leave. But I can't get far when I'm on my knees, begging you, babe, you ain't no good for a girl like me.
Waltz opportunity of the evening. We learned this from this group of Norwegian folk musicians who come through every summer called Glada Musikanter, I think their name is. It's four people from Oregon. It's a waltz called Gentle Maiden, and it's probably the most beautiful waltz I've ever heard. There you have it. Thank you. Thanks. Is that not beautiful? We sat and learned. We sat on a lawn all afternoon and learned it. I played that song for like 4 hours just to get it. And once we got it, we played it for like 3 more hours just because it was so cool to play. Well, what's next? I'm sorry. This would be a sing-along. Song by a guy named John Gorka. When I grow up, I want to be a tree. Want to make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. I let my joints get stiff, put my feet in the ground, take the winters off, settle down, keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm going to settle down. Here you go. I'm gonna reach,
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 reach for the sky,
I'm gonna reach,
I'm gonna reach,
I'm gonna reach,
I'm gonna reach,
I'm gonna reach.
I know why.
When the spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. If the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger swinging for the sea. Got it. I'm gonna reach. I'm gonna reach.
I'm gonna reach.
I'm gonna reach.
Reach for the sky.
I'm gonna reach.
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 I know why. All right, sing with us. I'm gonna reach.
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 Reach for the sky.
Reach for the
I'm gonna
sky.
Reach.
I'm gonna 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 reach.
I know why. A little lullaby here. One more to send you off to bed. Thanks for coming. Thanks, Dan. That was great fun. And I don't mean that demeaning, like when somebody calls teaching fun as a way of slamming it. You know, I think that was a great. So, good night. Sleep well. Thank you.
Miriam Schultz, Allison Wee, Dan next. I'm Jeff. Jen Anderson, good night, thank you.